Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Fire in Brooklyn this morning, leaving two dead, reportedly a mother and her adult son, killed in their Flatbush apartment building.
People in this block are grieving, including Jose Munoz, trying to process the loss.
You know, I feel it bad, you know, to see a friend of mine die like that.
FDNY Deputy Chief Patrick Sheridan says the fire was raging through the three-story building here.
Witnessed or noticed heavy fire venting from the second floor window.
Police say a 65-year-old man and an 86-year-old woman died inside. Next door, Rich Seville says he knew them.
You know, the son, he's a baseball coach. He was a cool guy. You know what I mean? So it's very sad and unfortunate.
Two other women were rescued from the third floor fire escape. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds to 92.3 FM in Flatbush, Brooklyn.
And the names of the victims not yet confirmed by investigators. Well, it started with a pair of teenagers going subway surfing last night on top of a J train, and it ended with one of them dead, the other critical. Investigators say the teens were riding on top of the train as it crossed the Williamsburg Bridge from Brooklyn when both fell off. One wound up on the train bed, the other dropping through the tracks as it crossed into Manhattan and landing in a lot below on Delancey Street. The teen that died, only 14, the other 18. Mayor Mamdani calling the incident a preventable tragedy, adding that no family should get a phone call like that. NYC Transit President Demetrius Cricklow, meanwhile, asking families, friends, teachers, and others to speak to teens about the danger of these, quote, suicidal stunts. Well, still no word of a cause of for the deadly fire and explosion yesterday afternoon at a Staten Island shipyard. One worker died. Dozens were hurt. A number of them were first responders.
Yeah, I've seen people getting pulled out on the stretchers and gurneys. I think one of the guys on the gurney were FDNY.
Witnesses describing a frightening scene for 1010 Winds. The most seriously injured include a fire marshal with a search and rescue team who suffered a small brain bleed and skull fracture, now in critical but stable condition. Also a firefighter in serious but stable condition. Now, the blaze started in a shipyard building on Richmond Terrace in the Marines Harbor section. Before the explosion, firefighters had been working to get to several employees trapped in the basement of a metal structure near the docks when the fire broke out. A federal judge is allowing the MTA to keep blocking some Amtrak trains from using Metro North tracks as tensions grow over their shared use of Penn Station and rail infrastructure projects. The MTA says Amtrak's new Acela trains damaged overhead power lines earlier this year, disrupting service on the New Haven line. Then last week, they again blamed the Acela trains for damage. This time, that track fire inside Penn Station that shut down Long Island Railroad service. Amtrak says the ban violates agreements between the agencies and prevents federally required safety testing as well. Well, it is almost go time, Knicks fans. The team in Cleveland tonight for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're taking a 2-0 series lead with them. There will be plenty of watch parties tonight here in the city, but not outside the Garden. The NYPD has pulled the plug on the event after some bad behavior by the crowd of some 6,000 people that gathered for Game 2 on Thursday night. Police say some fans jumped barriers, drank in the street, blocked traffic, even climbed on top of subway entrances outside Penn Station. 6 arrests were made before it was over. There's still a watch party taking place inside the Garden, but it's already sold out. You can still hang out with fellow Knicks fans at bars in all 5 boroughs. The team hosting several other official watch parties. The game tips off 8 o'clock tonight, and you could tune in on ESPN. A 54-year-old diner in the Village will soon serve its last meal. The owners of Cozy Soup and Burger say they're closing for good next month.
The neon sign here says time to eat, but for Cozy Soup and Burger, time is running out. For customer Jeff Woodard, the news was hard to swallow.
Speechless. I mean, it's like a staple.
Owner John Stratidis says the diner has been in his family since 1972.
I'm numb. I'm upset. It hurts. My customers come in, we're hurting together.
He blames rising costs and declining business since COVID. Longtime customer Sawipa says they tried to help keep it alive.
And I'm bringing people as much as I could here to help you.
The grills go cold on June 21st. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Greenwich Village.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.